from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Schefter had a tweet ready to go at 3 in the morning.
Guy's a psychopath.
Mahomes' face.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson's face.
This is maybe the two best players in the sport today.
Arguably.
I mean, it's the most important position, so you sort of start there. And MVPs, obviously multiple Super Bowl wins for Mahomes. Hasn't gotten there yet for Lamar.
Yeah, they've combined for 3.
Yeah,
very impressive.
So me and Mahomes also combined for 3 Super Bowls. But, yeah, I mean, it's as good of a matchup as you can get right off the rip, isn't it? I mean,
yes.
Chiefs-Ravens? Hell yes.
So
I'm in.
No, to me, I'm very ready for it. I sent out the what I consider appropriate amount of eggplant emojis when I saw that Schefter tweet this
what
morning.
What does that mean?
It's a 3 eggplant.
What do those mean?
Standing at attention.
Big vegetable guy.
Ready to go. Big vegetable guy. Mm-hmm. A good harvest.
Yep.
So we're definitely ready for some football tonight. We have thoughts on the Chiefs going for their third consecutive Super Bowl. I know you were discussing this with Greg and Wiggy and Courtney there in the crossover. It's Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We're taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. I already see fantasy questions rolling in.
Yeah.
For you, Keith.
Let's go. Week 1.
Open to all fantasy questions.
Yeah.
Open to all questions about tonight's game, season-long questions about the NFL. We're going to make all our predictions today.
Yes. Play-on-the-record picks.
Yeah, can't take them back.
No.
I've thrown a lot of stuff out
To the point where our guy Justin Turpin is putting together graphics. That's how serious we're taking this.
I literally had to send him a headshot this morning. Yeah. He said, I need a headshot for these graphics.
You're going to see these, and then like that's who we think is going to win the division, and there's no takesies backsies.
No, my face is right there.
Right there.
Yeah, I've thrown a lot of stuff out there, like dipped my toe in a lot of takes. Okay. Now I got to commit to one.
No, now you're on the record.
This is the day.
I'm excited for this.
Playoff teams, awards, we'll get to all of it throughout the course of the day. You can interact with the show at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and on Instagram. You can watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or follow along on YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI there. Quickly, before we get to the game tonight.
Yeah.
What's this scoopage from Courtney this morning?
Scoops Cox from the clouds. Yeah, Scoops Cox had a who's going to buy the Celtics scoop. So that's pretty good. And they were like, oh, they even said during the crossover, they're like, oh, they don't want to step on your toes because you're the scoops guy. It's like, no. Room for plenty of scoops. All this more scoops, the merrier.
Yeah.
And so
there's a little scoop of Schefter over here, little scoop of Rappaport over there,
scoops
a Shams and a Woj. A Keith,
yeah,
and a Cox.
It's a Correct. Yeah. So Scoops Cox today saying that there are three finalists for who's going to buy the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
Jeff Bezos.
Good.
Is one of them.
I like that. That's a lot of money.
Yep.
He could maybe.
The most money, probably.
Yeah,
right?
No, for sure.
Like, if we're keeping track, he has the most money in the world.
He could
to
help
the
us.
Point where doesn't his wife, who he got divorced from, his ex-wife, isn't she like the third richest person in the world?
And she just gives it all away.
She's like, I don't even want it.
She's like, I don't even respect that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do with this money. She just gives it all away.
So Bezos.
Yep. That's good.
WynnBET.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mannix on the old afternoon program told us that they would be interested in not only potentially owning the team, but also being a site for a new arena.
Yeah.
And so, okay, those two make sense.
And then Fenway Sports Group, also known as FSG, led by Sam Kennedy.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, the Red Sox conglomerate, apparently. But they've said no. But also, maybe you say no publicly. Maybe behind the scenes, you're like, we're going to take our offer or no? You're going to get on this?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Who wouldn't want to buy the Celtics? They're the best team in the NBA. It's a historic franchise. They've won 18 banners.
Yep.
They are a... A lot of times when teams become available in all the sports, it's a bit of a fixer-upper. Like when the Carolina Panthers were available or the Washington Commanders were available, you're like, what do we have to do to turn this around? It's like, no, here's the best team in the NBA.
Ready to go.
All their players are signed forever. They're the young core.
The GM's young. The coach is young. The core's all signed. They just won the title.
Awesome fan base. Like the whole thing. Like there's
history.
Yes, all of it right here. It might cost you about $6 billion. It's going to run you roughly $6 billion. That's what the league wants. But if you're Jeff Bezos, like that is nothing. Like you could pay for that in cash tomorrow. Like, here's $6 billion. Like, okay, let's do
it. Over $1.2 trillion.
Not that much, Joe. Not even that much.
Yeah.
We don't even have to go. You don't have to spend a trillion on the Celtics, even though it feels like maybe they should be. Their payroll is closing in on a trillion based on the Supermax deals. But, yeah, those three finalists, I mean, to me, I'd take Bezos out of the bunch. Do you have a favorite there?
Yeah, I'd in that exact order. Bezos, I'd be completely fine with Wynn and a new arena. Like, I like the idea of a new arena. I don't love the Garden. It's loud.
Yeah.
And I like the name, though. I like the location. I like the name.
Yeah.
But in terms of the actual building itself, it's not a great building.
You think move it to Foxborough?
I don't love that.
Okay, sorry.
But how about, you know, selfish for me, I'm not too far from there. But, put it over at the Encore.
Where would
be great.
You put it? Yeah.
Yeah, pop it over there.
Oh, put it in Everett?
Yeah. I think that's part
of it. Well, if it's WynnBET. But if it's Bezos, Bezos could be like, let's put it on the moon.
Oh, no. Well, I think part of the appeal of Wynn would be also getting the arena done.
Yeah.
Who knows with Bezos? So that'd be my priority. And then gap.
Space bar.
All the way down. return. All the way down to the Fenway Sports Group, which would be, as we all know, a nightmare. Yeah. I think at the end of the day, really all we're hoping for in the purchase of the Celtics is it's someone other than John Henry and the Fenway Sports Group.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want them to be the owners.
The Jacobs family or FSG?
Oh, Jacobs family.
Me too.
Yeah,
they already own the building. Like, keep that on the rails. Fine. The Crafts.
No,
or
FSG. FSG we have so many problems with because they got the Penguins, they got Liverpool, they got NASCAR, they love golf. Like they're in on all these different things. And we're watching the Red Sox go from a perennial top five payroll to top 10 to top 15. It's like, where's the end for this? And they've cut corners so many ways. And, you know, Rafael Devers, who we'll get to later in the show, he's like the one guy that they've spent a ton of money on. Everybody else, though, they're like, here's a one-year deal. Here's a two-year deal. Here's a lot of young guys. Like, so we'll see what happens when, like, these good prospects eventually become guys you have to pay. But I don't like that because I think the NBA, even though it has a salary cap, it can kind of get into that baseball world where, all right, here's what teams need to spend. Here are all the crazy rules about who you can sign, when you can sign them, et cetera. It's the most nauseating thing to read through. But there are certain teams in the NBA that can pay like $100 million more than other teams. Right? Like once you start getting into the taxes, maybe more than that, like you can spend a ton. It's not like hockey where you're like,
hard cap.
Here's what you spend.
This is all you can spend. Yeah.
Here's what you spend. Spend to the cap and you're good. And then if you're an owner of one of those teams, you kind of know, like, all right, let's spend to this. Fans will be happy. Now it's up to the GM to pick the right players. Basketball and baseball, you can kind of spend as much as you want or, on the other hand, as much as you don't want, right? Like, you could say, all right, you know what? This team doesn't like, we'll keep Tatum and Brown, but like, this, we don't really need Porzingis. That's right. A lot of money. Like,
Derek
we don't need Derek White. What does he do?
He barely even plays on Team USA.
So that's why I think, like, Bezos would be, hey, this is cool. I'm the richest guy in the world, and now I also own the basketball team, but I'll let all the basketball guys do stuff. Whereas FSG, I don't know if that's really the case. I think it'll be like, all right, well, we're already budgeting money for the Sox. We're budgeting money for Liverpool. Now we're going to budget money for the Celtics. So I would be afraid they wouldn't spend like other owners would.
So again, breaking news this morning, tail end of the
good job, Courtney
Hill show.
That's good stuff.
Courtney Cox with the scoop. What are we calling it?
I'm calling it Scoops Cox, but I think Curtis wanted to call it a cocoa bomb.
A cocoa bomb.
A cocoa bomb, yeah.
That might have more appeal.
It might.
But,
you think?
Knowing these,
I don't know.
Knowing these Instagram followers, it might.
I would bing both of them. See what you get back.
But breaking news, the Fenway Sports Group, one of three finalists to purchase the Celtics, according to Courtney Cox, here on the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. Right. Other two finalists, Jeff Bezos and the Wynn Group. Yep. Make what you want of that. You can dial us up on it, 617-779-7937, if you have thoughts and reactions to that. But we have football tonight, Keith.
Football!
It's back.
Yes.
We're all excited
about it.
I don't have anybody going in fantasy. I got a lot of bets. A lot of irons in the fire when it comes to bets. I got no fantasy irons in the fire.
I think I'm light on Chiefs and Ravens.
Are you going against that? I'm not going against anybody.
Oh, you know what? I
got
to look that up. I'll look that up during the break.
I'll make you sweat that out.
Oh, boy, will it.
So there's a lot riding on this game, whether it's you know, your bets, whether it's your fantasy football team, whether it's just your interest in football being back. The Chiefs are going for a three-peat. And I think they're going to do it. And I don't know if that's a hot take. I don't know which one's the hot take. They're going to do it. They're not going to do it. It's never been done. So
Chiefs versus the field, you're taking the Chiefs?
I'm taking the Chiefs. I'm taking the Chiefs thinking they're going to Keith, they were so bad by their standards.
Yeah, I know.
So bad offensively last year.
Yeah.
And they've added to that core.
They were the 2018 Patriots run where you're like, they're not going to win the Super Bowl. And then they win the Super Bowl. And
like
then you're like, why would you ever bet against them? And like, at least by the time the Super Bowl rolled around, hopefully most of you had smartened up. I know I certainly did. I'm like, I can't bet against the Chiefs anymore. The guy's a wagon. And
Chiefs were plus money line every week.
They were dogs. They were dogs.
Every week.
And they won every single time.
Including against this Baltimore team.
See, I think in that scenario, I would still take the field. You know, part of it is it's never been done before. I think they are somewhat flawed. We saw it last year. They were by no means a perfect team, but then yet week to week, especially come playoff time, you're kind of crazy to bet against them. So that's why, like, I go back and forth on it because I don't know if they have enough in the tank. I wonder. I keep waiting for Travis Kelce to not be as effective. And we talked about this the other day. Regular season, he kind of wasn't. Like, regular season, you're like, all right, this might be old man Kelce who's good every few weeks. But then the playoffs, you're like, all right, you can throw to him every time, apparently, and he's going to kill you in the playoffs. Nobody can guard him.
Right.
So, and then they have plenty on defense, right? Like they lost
L'Jarius Sneed, but I agree. They have a lot on defense.
I mean, Chris Jones is a killer when he wants to be. So, yeah, they are a tough team to pick against, and what they've done so far has been insane. The Patrick Mahomes run has been unbelievable.
So, I think they're going to three-peat. Last year was almost a found money championship. They shouldn't have won last year with how mediocre they were on offense, but as you said, they pieced it together as they went. They figured it out. They won a title. And I think they got better this offseason. And you still have the best player in the sport, whether he wins MVP or not every single year. He's the best player in the sport. He's arguably the best in the history of the game. So Chiefs three-peat, yes. Chiefs over the field, yes. That would be my pick. You're taking the field.
I'm going to take the field. I think part of it is the AFC, like it was last year, is loaded. It's even better this year if you look at it because I think Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers are going to be really improved because of the head coach. So now I think you have competition in 13 teams, maybe 12 or 13 teams in the AFC, and all of the best quarterbacks essentially are in the AFC. And it doesn't mean that Mahomes doesn't have the advantage every time, but just that defense has to stop Lamar tonight. Then they're going to have to stop Joe Burrow. They're going to have to stop Josh Allen. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to bounce back. So there's all these different guys that they're going to have to go up against. And it's just, you know, there have been a lot of great teams. There's been a lot of great Patriot teams, and yet that three-peat just eluded all of them. Like, they weren't able to do it.
So, the fact the Patriots could never do it, and they were the last team to win back-to-back before the Chiefs did it. They did get to three consecutive Super Bowls. They didn't win. They had the Malcolm Butler Eagles hiccup in between.
They could have won
they
all three.
Definitely could have, but they did not. They were very close. They didn't get it done.
Right.
Does this say anything about Patrick Mahomes, about Andy Reid, about the Kansas City Chiefs versus Brady, Belichick, the Patriots, these two dynasties that were already starting to measure up? If they get it done this year, if they do what I think they're going to do, and they three-peat. Does that say anything about their success, their run, versus what the Patriots did?
Yeah, I think it's tough to compare the two only because the Patriots is over and it was 20 years, right? And so we can't talk about that yet with the Chiefs. Like, we don't know how it's going to go. We don't know how it's going to end, right? Because I'm sure in the early 90s, people thought the Cowboys dynasty was going to last longer, and then that thing fell off a cliff. Jerry stepped in it. Jimmy Johnson's out of there, and they were awful.
They haven't been back for a long time. Well, sorry, they got their Super Bowl with Switzer, but they haven't been back to an NFC title game since.
Right,
an NFC title game. Yeah,
yeah. So they fell off a cliff, and I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen with the Chiefs necessarily, but you never know. I think if you just compare the first 6 years of each, if you're being honest, you have to give the nod to the Chiefs, and that doesn't even count a potential three-peat. So they get this three-peat. Like, now you have to start to swing it. Like, the Patriots are always going to have the trump card of 6 Super Bowls to what would be 4 Super Bowls. They'll always have that. Just like, for a long time, Joe Montana people or, like, the national people, they're like, no, Niners, 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 Joe Montana better than Brady. All right, well, when it was 4-3, you could still say Montana. When it was 4-4, yeah, the idiots are like, yeah, but he's undefeated.
He never lost in the playoffs.
I'm like, well, I'm not buying that, but fine. Like, let's see. But then when he won his 5th, the Montana people kind of faded away.
Yeah.
So I think there is going to be the ultimate scoreboard count when it comes to Mahomes' career versus Brady's career, plus Brady tacked on another one individually when he went to Tampa. But just this first run, it has more than mirrored it. There's no year where they missed the playoffs like the Patriots did in 02. They are 11 wins every single year. Last year was actually their fewest regular season wins with Mahomes. It's conference championship every single year so far.
Literally every year since he started.
Every year, yes.
Which is why, again, side topic, it's so dumb when people are like, Mahomes wasn't ready as a rookie.
I think he probably would have been fine.
They might have left a title on the table.
They seriously might have.
Yeah. The way he gets to the AFC title game, they might have left one out there. And so, right, it's guaranteed. This is so Patriots-like.
Yeah.
It's a guaranteed ticket to the AFC title game every single year. And then they figure it out from there.
Yeah, but that's what it was. And I just, while watching the Patriots dynasty, I remember just saying, like, this is unbelievable and this will never happen again. Like, this, because of the salary cap, because of parity, because of, you see it guys all the time. And this is an example, the Chiefs, of a team that didn't even keep all their players and still were able to do it. So it's very Patriots-like.
Yep.
Like, who'd have thought the Patriots could move on from Ty Law, even Lawyer Malloy, Richard Seymour, and still win, still be in the conference championship? Like, they did. And when they move on from Tyreek Hill, the guy almost wins Offensive Player of the Year with the Dolphins. And what, how did Mahomes do? Oh, MVP Super Bowl.
Didn't matter.
What? Like, you just traded your top five wide receiver in the NFL, and it didn't matter. So the two are so comparable. It's crazy. And also the fact that they had just, like, a slight overlap, right? Like, the Patriots beat Mahomes in 18, and then it sort of, I don't know, like, that kickstarted something, and then they moved on. You know, it's almost like, and not that these were big dynasties, but it was like, you know, the Lakers had won a bunch in the 80s, and then the first win for Michael Jordan was against Magic Johnson, right? And then, like, that sort of, like, so, like, those guys only played each other in the finals once. Brady obviously played against Mahomes a couple of times, but then it was, like, a sort of a, like, direct passing of the torch to, like, the next great player of all time.
And that's what's wild about this. You know, you said it before, you'll never see this again. Oh, you're never going to see what the Patriots did again.
Whoops.
It's already happening.
Yeah.
It's all, they're already right on your, they're already about to do, potentially, something you never did.
Yeah.
They're about to do it, I think, because, and I hear what you're saying with all the good teams in the AFC. There are a lot of good teams in the AFC. Who is, and I know Patriots fans didn't think very highly of Manning. I know you don't like Manning. He still is a top five all-time quarterback with multiple championships, and who's that for Mahomes? Like, who is, does he have that guy?
So
is there that adversary?
Ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I thought we were going to get some combination in the AFC title game every year.
Allen Burrow
and him. No, just those three.
Lamar.
Maybe Lamar, but I was thinking Allen Burrow and him. And that's because we had 3 or 4 years in a row where it was Chiefs, Bengals, Bills, Chiefs, Bengals, Bills. Like, I was like, that's what it's going to be. And maybe Lamar will pop off. Maybe Harbaugh unlocks Justin Herbert. Like, maybe he joins the conversation. Something along those lines. But right now, there hasn't been that other guy that has won it, right? Like, Burrow's got there. Allen hasn't. But he's hogging all the Super Bowl appearances. You look at the last, what is it, the last 5 Super Bowls, Mahomes has been in it. From the, or four of the last 5, excuse me. 4 of the last 5.
Right, he lost to Brady and he won 3, right.
Yeah, he won 3. And then the other year, he also lost in the conference championship, but that was to Burrow. So I think, like, right now, he is, you know, we do our Tier Tuesdays, and we were doing teams. But if you're doing quarterbacks, you have to put him on his own tier. Like, there's no equal to him right now.
There
you might even do a space between it.
And you could say Brady and Manning didn't deserve to be on the same tier.
At some point, they did not. No, that's true.
But
eventually.
But there's no Manning to Mahomes, which is why I do think he's going to get it done. So this idea, and I like the way you said it, Keith, they can't win six. They can't just do it like that.
No, so if you're comparing year to year.
But they could outperform Patriots Dynasty 1.0. If they win three in a row, that's something Patriots Dynasty 1.0 didn't do. Their 2.0 didn't do.
Yeah.
It's something that they never did.
Two things the Patriots Dynasty didn't do in what was an unbelievable 20-year run, and maybe the longest run of a dynasty you're going to have with like a coach quarterback. Because also, Andy Reid, even if you give him three or four more years, he's not coaching Mahomes for 20 years.
Nope.
Like it's not going to happen. But the three-peat and the undefeated season. Like, if you're talking about, like, greatest teams, greatest dynasties
and
of all time.
Real close to both.
They were super close to both of them. But they should have had at least one of
one.
Each.
Right.
If you had to pick between those two real quick as a would-you-rather, as a fan, three-peat or...
Undefeated.
Same.
Yeah, okay. Not even close.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I'm not saying the Chiefs are going to go undefeated, but...
Would-you-rather Thursday.
I'll take the undefeated season. But I think those are the things that you're kind of talking about when you already have... clear-cut dynasties, and then you're comparing them against each other. And then these are the more modern-day dynasties, too. Like, not to get into, like, the history of football, but when you're looking at, like, the Steelers, when you're looking at, like, you know, the old Packers and teams like that, it's very apples to oranges, right? Like, they didn't even allow the forward pass for a while.
Right.
So, like, it's hard to compare the two. You're talking, like, modern football. It's the Pats and the Chiefs.
So you can jump in on all this. Lot there for you at 617-779-7937. Football's back. Almost. It'll be here tonight.
Woo.
You got the Chiefs and the Ravens. Chiefs going for a three-peat. Will they get it? Yes or no? Keith says they won't. He's got the field. I'm going with the Chiefs. I think they get it done. I don't see an adversary out there that's going to take them down. I think they got better from a year ago. So that's my stance on that. If they do it, what does it say about the Patriots and their dynasty with Mahomes, Reed, the Chiefs chasing it? Again, 617-779-7937. Plus, Courtney's report from this morning.
Scoop.
Three finalists. A nice scoop.
Scoop.
Three finalists. FSG and Sam Kennedy, Bezos, and the Wynn Group all in on buying the Boston Celtics. We'll get to all your thoughts on it. Plus, Mahomes and Lamar, that quarterback matchup. How do we feel about it? Is that the best matchup you could have to kick off a season? We'll get to that right after Trending with Nick LaPan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Oh, I'm excited for him, you know, and I know that's the big question about us. It's like, what's the offensive line situation? And I think, you know, that's the cool part about this league and this game is, you know, everybody can have all these questions. You know, you still got to go line up and do it, you know. And I think those guys understand that. They understand that task. You know, I feel very confident that, you know, with this plan and you know, how we're going to attack, you know, the defense, but also help us and you know, protect, you know, the quarterback and the running back and obviously pushing the ball down the field and things like that. You know, I feel very confident that those guys are locking in on the plan, you know, ironing out the details. And you know, I'm excited for them to really make their impact on this team because it starts with them. And you know, I know what they're capable of, and I'm just excited for them to show, I guess, all of these questions about them.
Kobe Brissett yesterday on the Patriots and their offensive line. He's feeling good about it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Not sure a lot of people agree. You get to watch to Jacoby Brissett this weekend for the Pats.
Sure do.
Meanwhile, we get two actual MVPs tonight.
Seriously, tonight and tomorrow. So you have Mahomes, Lamar, and then you have Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, when you get Joe Burrow, Jacoby Brissett.
Maybe a little bit of Drake May.
Man. Yeah, but going back to the whole, like, dynasty thing, like, this was what it was for 20 years when the Patriots were trotting out Tom Brady, and then it's like, who are they going up against? You're like, oh, who they got over there? Oh, E.J. Manuel? Like, oh, okay, great. Like, good luck. Yeah. Good luck, E.J. Manuel.
Good luck
J.P. Lossman's playing? Like, awesome.
So we can get into this quarterback matchup tonight, which I think is a good one, on Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. You can also text in 37937. We've opened it up to all fantasy questions. There's a lot at stake tonight.
Yeah, whatever. Sure is.
You got bets. You got fantasy questions. People already peppering you about whether or not you should start the Ravens defense.
No.
Not against the Chiefs.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
There's got to be a better one out there. I'm telling you, Cincinnati. I drafted them at the end of the round. Bengals versus Brissett. I'll take it.
Get streaming week one.
Those big cats.
If you have the Ravens D. Yeah. Although their defense.
Yeah.
Is not the reason they lost the AFC title game last year.
No, true.
They did pretty well against the Chiefs offense, but yeah, I'm not rolling them out there tonight. People also ask you about Marvin Harrison Jr. as a fantasy pick, so you can weigh in on that.
Oh, how about this? Not to make it about me, but I'm going up against Mahomes and Derrick Henry tonight.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Good Lord. And Justin Tucker. What is happening?
It's like the whole starting in a hole.
Yeah, seriously.
And Mark Andrews? Hey. It's over tonight.
That's
my opponent.
All on one team?
All these guys. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be in a 70-0 hole. It's going to be 70-0.
The greatest comeback ever. It's going to be like the Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl. Here comes Keefe Steve.
Count me out. Wow, that is quite a deficit.
I don't care for that.
No. No, man. I don't like that at all.
That's going to hurt.
Meanwhile, we're also getting these 37-93-7. Don't forget, Mahomes could never beat Brady. True. And this is an Andy Hart take. You can hear him at 2 o'clock here on WEEI with Christian Arkham, part of WEEI Afternoons. They had Cora and Schefter yesterday. Good stuff from both. You'll hear from both of them later on our show here today. But Andy's take is, because Mahomes didn't beat Brady, that's really the only thing that has prevented Mahomes from already passing Brady. Like, if Mahomes,
you put it that way, you're right.
In other words,
won those two games.
If Mahomes beat him in that AFC title game, he's going to go on and win a Super Bowl. So add another one.
Four.
Take one away from Brady. And if he beat him head-to-head, Kansas City and Tampa.
Five.
Like, all of a sudden, it's
five
like
to five.
The quarterback debate would already be done.
Would it be 5-5?
So it's and Mahomes would have those wins head-to-head, and it's like, it's done. He's got his whole career ahead of him. It's done.
Yeah.
So those are huge wins by Brady, and that's a feather in the cap for Brady. Brady never lost to him. In a game that mattered, he never lost to
him. So here's how I look at it. Maybe there's too much nuance in what I'm about to say. So just everybody try to keep up.
I don't care for it.
Is there a difference, and I already think that there is there a difference between the Patriots-Chiefs dynasty debate and Brady v. Mahomes?
Yes,
like there is.
No, there is, 100%.
Just the quarterbacks, and then I think the head-to-head plays into it a little bit more there, especially one of his biggest wins was with Tampa Bay. So, like, that has nothing to do with the Patriots and Bill Belichick and that whole run. So I think you could still say, like, I'm not sitting here arguing Brady Mahomes right now. I am arguing Pat's
dynasties.
Yeah, dynasties. And I just think first 6 years, more impressive for the Chiefs. And if they three-peat, that's something that Tom Brady nor the Patriots, but just keep it to the franchises, never did. So that's another leg up. That's another advantage for them. Kind of separate arguments, especially with the fact that Brady went on and had three seasons elsewhere. So that sort of adds another whole thing.
No, I think that's fair. The Brady v. Mahomes debate is different than these two dynasty debates.
Yes,
and
yes.
If they
I'm here for both of them.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
But the relevant one tonight and this season for the Chiefs is if they three-peat, that's something the Patriots never did.
That would be four Super Bowls for Patrick Mahomes.
They came close. They went to three straight. They
better than Montana?
Better than Montana, maybe.
Like, I already have him better than Peyton Manning.
Yeah. I mean, look, Brady and Mahomes probably are 1-2 right now.
Yes.
Probably right now they're already 1-2. If Mahomes retires today, that's where you're at.
Mahomes threw a pass behind his back.
It's true.
People go crazy for that.
Oh, my God.
We'll see something wild tonight. We'll see that Taylor Swift play.
I was just going to say, Taylor Swift's got plays.
What
it's all
that
schemed
is?
Up. Throw to Kelsey.
Probably a touchdown to Kelsey.
Kelsey throws.
And then he does a heart emoji or a heart hand signal.
Kelsey throws, maybe.
A Kelsey pass.
Kelsey pass.
We've seen him do a pass, right?
Yeah, he's a college quarterback, I believe. Or a bare minimum, a high school quarterback.
Maybe a high school quarterback.
I thought he started.
He was a high school quarterback, yeah.
Not, so you didn't do that at Cincinnati?
I don't think so.
He might have.
Okay.
I know he was high school
strike
quarterback.
Strike that from the record, a high school
dump
quarterback.
It, dump it, Nick.
Travis
can't
Kelsey.
Have people knowing that Jones thought he was a college quarterback.
What are you, Julian Edelman?
Out of here.
Yeah, dump it. that to me is the debate. And look, you're going to have something to root against all year.
Oh, yeah, rooting against the Chiefs around here is going
to
be fun.
You have nothing to root for with the Patriots, really,
other than
when does Drake May get out there. But this is a real thing to root against because that's a real threat to your dynasty and the Patriots run if the Chiefs three-peat. I think they're going to get it done. Keith has the field. You can jump in on it. Let's go to Jerry in Framingham. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, guys. First, I got to tell you, I was laughing so hard yesterday when you guys were on the bees. I was trying to get in with a story.
Yeah.
But you had me laughing for about 45 minutes.
Awesome. Nice.
Talking about, just trying to behave and they're attacking you.
Well done.
The question of dynasty, does it not, if we reduce this to like a mathematical equation, wouldn't there have to be a factor of years in that equation, as opposed to a matter of dominance, which would be a much shorter focus? For 3 years, nobody could beat them. Well, they're dominant. They're not necessarily a dynasty. For 20 years, this team was always at the top of their division, always in the mix. That is what constructs a dynasty.
Yeah, I think we're changing the definition of a dynasty.
For me, three titles in 4 years is a dynasty.
Yeah, What about back-to-back? You need the 3 out of 4? And this, we're talking about the NFL because I feel differently in the NBA.
I was going to say the Bad Boy Pistons dynasty or just a really good team?
Yeah, well, okay, fair. In the NBA, I'd say it's not a dynasty.
Okay.
In the NFL, it might be. Back-to-back?
Well, how many times does that even happen?
I think most of those teams have won 3 out of 4 or the Steelers won 4 out of 6. Like, I think
dynasties.
Green Bay Super Bowl 1 and 2. Is that a dynasty?
It was the first two Super Bowls, but no, I don't. Yeah, probably was. I mean, because you go back
carry
to the NFL championships,
pre Super Bowl days.
But I'm saying, all right, I think it's pretty clear the Steelers of the 70s, the 49ers of the 80s,
Cowboys
of the 90s, the Patriots sort of for two decades, which is the most unprecedented, mm-hmm. and the current Chiefs. I don't think anything else is a dynasty. I think you need multiple titles. Because a lot of teams don't even win back-to-back. And then those that did probably have a few other really successful seasons around it. Like, I don't even... Like, Joe Gibbs won 3 Super Bowls. I don't know if there was a Redskins dynasty.
Were they ever a dynasty?
I don't think so.
3 in, like, a decade?
No. And, like, 2... Like, who else has even won 2? I feel like the Patriots hogged so many of them.
Oh, like in the 2000s?
Nobody, right?
No, nobody in the 2000s.
I mean, the Steelers?
The Dolphins in the 70s, right?
Yeah, Raiders, I guess there could be an argument.
The Raiders get a couple of 70s and 80s.
Oh, that's true. I guess there's an argument to be made.
But are those dynasties? No.
No. And even like the Steelers, so what, Roethlisberger won a couple. But I look at like, that's a good team. That's a good team.
But not a dynasty.
A perennial playoff team. No. But the Chiefs already are. So I don't know if the caller, I don't know where he was sort of going, like, because they're not just a back-to-back winner.
I think
like
he's not arguing, I didn't think, that the Chiefs aren't a dynasty.
Okay.
He's just saying now we're comparing the best dynasty. Check mark for the Patriots, it was 20 years. Which, fine, okay. How are the Chiefs supposed to do that? They're not 20 years in.
Yeah.
So I like what you said earlier. Measure it up. Measure up how the Patriots, lay them out on the table, let's measure them up.
All right.
Flop them out. It's Patriots over here. It's Chiefs over there to start the 6 or 7 years in.
The other thing that's crazy,
Chiefs will be ahead.
The Patriots also
Chiefs
had,
are ahead.
They had a 10-year gap where they didn't win, and that's longer than most NFL careers. So yeah. guys literally came into the league, played their whole careers, good careers,
yeah.
and were gone, and they didn't win a Super Bowl in that time. Not that they weren't super competitive, not that they weren't in Super Bowls, but they didn't win, but they still hung on to it because you had the coach quarterback. But like, who was on the 14 team and the 04 team? Like Brady and Belichick.
Right.
Right? Like, I don't know how many other guys.
Yeah, not much. I mean, even Vinatieri and guys like that were gone.
Long gone. Guys had left team. Guys had won Light, Super Bowls with
Light
other teams.
Light wasn't still there in 14, yeah. Then you had guys like Logan Mankins.
Famously was here for the time in the middle.
And just didn't win.
Like, wait, what? It's like, oh, you were on the Pats for a long time? You must have won, what, 2 Super Bowls? Like, no, 0 Super Bowls.
Yeah, in some
ways. How's that happen?
In some ways, the least impressive Patriot of all time. 617-779-7937. I won't do that. I actually saw, I don't know who Edelman was talking to on his podcast.
Yeah, but they're like about Logan Mankins.
But they're like, he was a bad MF-er.
Yes.
Like, and he was looking to fight.
Correct.
Meaning in like his downtime.
And like how he just like lifted hay.
Yeah.
Like that. He just like did like a farmer workout.
Yeah, so
he's like the strongest guy on the team.
Yeah. If he just called us out of the blue like Ninkovich did the other day,
we'd have to lock the doors.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, we have to lock the doors and I would just be.
Just pummel us. That's the guy that would pummel people.
In the fetal position.
Yep.
Yeah. No mercy for me in the fetal position.
Big fan, Logan.
Okay.
If you're listening.
Let's also strike that from the record, Nick, if you don't mind.
Dump that.
Best quarterback matchup. Is this it? Mahomes and Lamar.
Yeah, I think it probably is. You know, Lamar.
It's not Burrow. It's not Allen.
Let's see what Burrow. I don't think it's Allen. I like Allen a lot, but I don't think it's Allen. I want to see Burrow. I think there's a chance that it could be Burrow. Like at the end of the year, if Burrow, who had a couple of different injuries last year, if he looks right, it could be Burrow over Lamar. But I think starting this season, I'll take Mahomes, Lamar as the best matchup. I mean, it's MVPs. They're both in their prime. I think this probably is the best one.
So I would argue Mahomes, Allen, but I get it. You know, Allen hasn't been to a Super Bowl like Burrow has. He hasn't won MVPs like Lamar has.
No Diggs this year. I have a little doubt with Allen. I think Allen's still very good, but like again, we saw Tom Brady when you take away all the guys he can throw to, mm-hmm. and like suddenly it doesn't look as good.
So what's the best quarterback matchup? You can jump in on that. 617-779-7937. You can text 37937. We're getting a lot of these. Keith Wilford. 04 and 14. He was on both.
Oh, okay, good. All right, so, but sort of the point, only a couple of guys.
Yeah, a handful.
And he was, what, a rookie in 04, wasn't
Correct.
He? And then,
rotational player, really, in 04 and on the back nine in 14.
Yeah, so, good one, though. Good
but
one.
You can jump in on all of this. We will get to our season-long predictions, our NFL awards. We're going to do that throughout the course of the day with football back. You can still react to Courtney's scoop earlier today as well. Finalists for the Celtics include Sam Kennedy and the Fenway Sports Group. All your thoughts on that. Plus, Bill Belichick. It's not another gig, but it's another thing he's doing. And you got to wonder if Bill Belichick,
good Lord,
is being serious at this point in time. Let's get to it next.
Now. Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
Hello, everyone. Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too. Over the past few months and not being with a team, I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice. So now I'm changing that. I tried to join Snapface, but I couldn't find it. I decided this was a good place for me to land so I could talk to you and share what I'm up to because there's a lot going on. So here I am. Hello, Instaface. See you soon. Hello, everyone.
Wow. I mean, that was... What did you call it, Nick? Did you call it a hostage video?
Yeah, a hostage video.
That's about right.
He's here. Reading off cards somewhere.
Bill, read this.
There were three edits in a 30 seconds. There were three. He couldn't get through a 30-second stand-up onto it. There were three edits. They had to piece it together. He couldn't even do it. And that little thing at the end, did you hear that? Where he starts again and he's like, hello.
I tried to join Snapface, but I couldn't find it.
That wasn't Nick. Nick didn't like add that in. That was how he actually tweeted his post was like actually that.
So I do.
Hello.
Look what it's done for us. People still don't recognize us, but...
We're contenders now.
Or it's like
don't steal home without it. Yeah, that is something, man. And I'll tell you, you have to almost give him respect for just sticking with the bit. He has been saying Snapface since 2010.
So here I am. Hello, Instaface.
He doubled down on it yesterday with McAfee and in that video.
It's the same joke, and you have to respect it because... It's not funny the first time. No, actually, I'll give him credit. The first time it was kind of funny. Second time, immediately, it already wasn't.
Yeah, you're like, this is old.
300 times later, I'm like, you're kind of winning me back. Like, you're kind of like, that's your thing. That's
really?
Your, that's, yes.
So if Mayo, if yeah. Mayo stuck with Thundercat,
yeah.
that would win you over.
Keep, yeah.
Just keep hammering.
More. Eventually you're like, yeah, that is funny. Right,
you know what?
I'm in on this.
I like Thundercat. And then you're like Instaface.
Yeah, and then you're waiting for it. You're like, well, now's a pretty good opportunity for you to use the one joke that you have, Bill.
Yeah.
And he did.
Surprised to see me here?
Didn't disappoint.
Well, I am too.
Give me that again. This
didn't
laugh,
disappoint.
This laugh scary.
Surprised to see me here? Well, I am too.
Like, that was Bill. That had to have been like five takes. Bill's whoever was filming it. Jordan Hunt. Bill, give me more.
Let me ask you.
Give me a little. Give me a bit bigger, Bill. Bigger, Bill.
Yeah. How many didn't make it? How many are on the photo?
I'd love to see the
outtakes right now. All right.
Maybe we get like a Jackie Chan style blooper reel.
There might be. Rush Hour 1, 2, 3, and 4. What simple question, perhaps not a simple answer.
Okay.
What is he doing?
Okay, so the text line, let me answer it with this. The text line says 37937. Oh, more hating on Bill. Can WEEI just move on? You know, we would move on if he didn't do this every day.
Is he going to move on? He's got 10 jobs. Like, we're talking about Bill. Oh, move on. We can't talk about Bill Belichick before the season starts.
Okay, and legitimately, he's throwing it in our face.
Yeah.
He's got a podcast with him and Patricia. They're breaking down the Pats roster.
Yeah.
Before I could even blink, they're announcing a new gig with the 33rd team. Now he's on Instaface.
I haven't had the opportunity to express my thoughts at a moment's notice.
How are we supposed to move on?
Is it like a three-quarter life crisis that he's dealing with
right now? It's something.
Because
we talked about the eyebrows. It's something.
The Uncle Leo's.
Yeah.
So he like famously couldn't stand the media, and he also famously had no time for social media. He's out of a gig for a few months, and he's already taken every media job possible, and he's hopped on Instagram. So he can tell people how he feels in a moment's notice, which is always something he's been dying to do. He would just get up there and
Bill's gonna go live like Javon Baker crying about like parking tickets and stuff like that.
I'd watch that.
I would definitely watch that. Actually, you're right. He should lean in on that.
I'd give that a watch.
Yeah. I kind of need a Bill Belichick Instagram live now.
He's like the ferry. The people at the ferry were hassling me about parking my Jeep on there.
So I think he's doing some sort of like makeover because he wants to appeal to younger players specifically because he wants to coach again. Now that might not be the case, but that's how I feel. But somebody had to be like...
Do you think a video like that helps?
No, I don't.
Do you think Jerry Jones is like, oh my God.
Not really.
What a video.
But maybe if it's like, hey, by the time the next season rolls around, they're like, well, Bill's got like 5 million... Instagram followers. Like clearly like there's interest there or there's but I don't know. This guy's a backfire. But
see you soon. Hello everyone.
Hi.
Somebody couldn't figure out how to edit that out.
See you soon. Hello everyone.
could you clean that up, guys?
Time is a flat circle.
I thought he's got a 23-year-old running his social media. She can't figure out how to edit that out.
He does.
So all she does all day is Instagram videos. She can't figure that out.
So who told him to go on Instagram and who did he listen to? Cause
come on.
Jordan?
Yes.
So her name's Jordan?
Jordan.
It's J-O-R-D-O-N.
Yeah, but
it's Jordan.
I think it's Jordan. Jordan?
You throw an A in there if it's Jordan. Michael Jordan or is it Jordan?
Good point. No, you got me there.
So he follows 12 people. So right now he has 258,000 Instagram followers, which is just north of at Jones and Keith, which you can... Also, gobble up. If you're going to Instagram right now.
We need one of these style videos out of one of
you. No, this is a good point.
Hey, guys, it's me.
Hey.
We're on Instagram.
Oh, we should do that.
Goodbye. Hello.
We should. That's our
look
video.
Look what it's done for us.
A shot for shot remake?
We should.
Yeah, we should do
obviously,
that.
Obviously, we definitely should.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Goodbye. Hello.
It's like a fight milk style video.
We stumbled upon a great idea, so we'll do the Bill Belichick video.
No, but I agree, but what's Bill's handle there?
NFL. Oh, Bill Belichick.
Just Bill Belichick. Great. So if you're going to Instagram right now because you're like, I got to follow more content like this, just tag on Jones and Keefe while you're there. It's a great idea, Keefe. Yeah.
All right. So at Bill Belichick follows 12 accounts right now, including at NFL.
Nice.
Because you know Bill, he's always loved the NFL. They've been very fair to him. He likes the rulings. He loves the commissioner.
Really a big fan of 345 Park Avenue. Yes.
His girl, Jordan Isabella, she's on there.
Makes sense. Have to do that.
The coach.
My wife made me follow her. Like, you have to
do
that.
You got to follow the wife.
She wasn't the first follow, though. She should be pretty upset.
No, NFL was.
NFL was first.
Oh, I saw Tom Brady was.
Oh, is it going in? Which order is it going?
I thought the bottom.
Bottom's
like
the most recent. Oh, all right. So let's go in order of follows.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, that's
first follow. First follow.
First follow, Tom Brady.
Nice.
Second follow.
Made his whole career, so it makes sense.
First follow, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Second follow, the 33rd team.
Paying him.
Yep.
Or is Underdog pissed about that? Underdog better be on the
Underdog
list.
Underdog, well, we'll tune in to find out. Bill Belichick Foundation.
Okay, makes sense.
Makes sense.
Probably lead with that one, but go ahead.
Eli Manning.
Weird one.
The fourth one. The guy beat him twice in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, hat tip to him.
Burge, Najarian.
Okay.
His guy.
Yep. Over at BC now.
Yep, Burge, yeah, BC now, his fifth. Pat McAfee.
Okay. Another one that's paying you.
Peyton Manning.
So big gap between the Mannings.
Manning bros. He went Eli, then he's like, who else? Yeah, oh, Bears.
Oh, right.
McAfee. Who else? Oh, Peyton.
Peyton.
Omaha Productions.
Okay.
NFL Films.
Nice.
Coach Podcast.
That's the Underdog one?
Oh, yeah, I think it is, right? He and Matty P. He just follows Coach Podcast.
That's not the Craig T. Nelson vehicle.
No, they should reboot. They're rebooting everything else.
They should.
You wouldn't watch another season of Coach?
Yeah, maybe even like a feature film.
I'd watch a movie, Coach.
Yeah.
Then Jordan, and then NFL. 12 Falls. Not bad. Keeping it clean. Keeping the timeline clean.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, what does that timeline even look like?
I don't know. Probably, like, it's
a lot of weird
highlights
promotional.
Before the Ford pass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, like,
and then
you
McAfee
know.
Stuff. Just, like, a ton of McAfee. And Jordan Hudson.
Yep.
Just, you know, in her outfit of the day.
No, Jordan.
Like, it's just to mix that in.
Is it Jordan Isabella? Oh, Jordan Hudson's her name.
Yeah.
Jordan underscore Isabella is her
handle. I think there can't be too many Jordan Hudsons on Instagram, but maybe there is.
Oh, that's why she had to go underscore.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got to hit him with the Isabella. Got to hit him with the middle name.
Jordan Hudson.
I think there's pictures of her at her prom, things like that. So if you want to check it out.
Don't scroll too far back, Bill.
Yeah. If that's your thing.
Yeah.
Is Bill gonna start accidentally like liking stuff?
Yeah. Or do you think he runs any of this? Do you think he's in charge of any of this?
I don't know. I wouldn't have thought so, but then after watching that video, maybe.
Goodbye. Hello.
See you soon. Hello, everyone.
Nice. Yeah, he might. After watching that, he might run it, honestly.
Oh, I am too.
He's just liking ass Dash shots.
Pump. Yep.
Just, you know. Just the most vile stuff ever on Instagram.
Wasn't Brady really late to Twitter? And then he did like a April Fool's thing. It was also pretty cringy.
Yeah.
You're like, all right.
Brady's gotten a little better. His social media's gotten
better. Yeah, no, it's fine. He has somebody running it pretty well where they do like, do cut-ups and everything.
Yeah, outsource that.
Yeah.
Outsource that, Bill.
But yeah, that is what. Never thought I'd live to see the day.
No.
Bill Belichick on Instagram.
Honestly, it's a little sad. The fact that he's reduced to joining it. Like even
he's doing podcasts.
Him tucking tail going to media and podcasts and all, that's bad enough.
Yeah.
Lowering himself to Instagram is getting a little sad.
I still think
at this point in time.
If he didn't want to coach again, I feel like he would just do like NFL film stuff. Like he would just do like history of the game stuff. That's my opinion. But the fact that he wants to coach one of these teams, I think he has been advised by somebody to do like a total makeover, and that's what's happening now,
including his eyebrows.
Yep, sure,
got those done.
Tip to tail,
microblade. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. What's Bill up to? And is he serious with this? Joining the social media feels like a bridge nearly too far. We can also get into Pats and Bengals as we approach Week 1. Is Ja'Marr Chase going to play? We got some details from Elliot Wolf and Robert Kraft about the Drake May decision and Bill Belichick. So we'll get to all of that next.
See you soon. Hello, everyone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.